Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, February 20th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, it's Stampede Sundays, the Rupture Recap. Let's get along, little doggies. Take a listen.
Okay. Danku. Oh, can we mic Danku up, do you think, T? That would be really cool if you wouldn't mind doing that.
Sir, I was just dancing. I didn't have even the chance to grab my mic.
Nothing like a bit of Queen to get things, to kick things off, I feel. Well, you know, I was listening to it anyway before the AMA, so I thought I'd just share a little bit of it with you guys. I mean, come on, it's Queen. Who doesn't like Queen?
You know what I like about this is this topical thing of often if somebody starts a Twitter Spaces, it's more like, yeah, we just wait so people fill in, and then it's like quietness. Nothing happens. Like, yeah, that music. Maybe you can write Twitter Spaces and let them know, right, that this should be the way forward. Just put some music in there.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't want to make too much of a spectacle of it because they might start, banning my spaces for, or banning our spaces for copyright infringements. You know, best we keep it decentralized and under the radar.
You know, the only one who has really a problem is Terra Spaces later on if they upload it.
Yeah, they'll have to cut the first 10, 20 seconds of that spaces without a doubt. So I'm just waiting for Guy. I don't know if he's pitched up yet. So I'm just waiting for Guy to join us. From Luna Ball's team. I don't know if he's in the audience already. If you are, mate, can you just in case you didn't get the invite from T, if you can just pop your hand up so we can pull you up onto the stage, that'd be great. So failing that, we're waiting also for someone from Lavana as well to come. I did want to kick off this spaces with Lavana, but I'm not sure. The communication's been a little bit disjointed over the last couple of days. So I'm hoping that one of those guys are going to come back to me shortly and just confirm that they're going to be here, because we're not 100% sure that that's happening yet. We hope so, because we've got some great news in respect to our most recent collaboration or partnership with them. So I really wanted to share that with you guys today. Let me see.
So what's the alpha level today? Is it like 8 out of 10? 11 out of 10, what can we expect?
Oh, well, I think you know most of it, thank you, because you know me and you, we've been talking behind closed doors. Don't pretend like I don't share alpha with you, dude, come on. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think I don't, from what I can see, I mean, I can't obviously scan through everyone in the audience. It's just going to be a little bit counterintuitive for me to do that. So I don't know if anyone from Lavana is here. If you are here, if you're in the audience and you are from Lavana and you want to jump up and just say a few words about our most recent collaboration, then by all means, please jump up. But because I would love to hear from you, and certainly our community would really, really be looking forward to hearing that. In the meantime, though, I'll just run over the basic, outline of what we've been doing with them. And then hopefully if someone from Lavanda does turn up throughout the AMA, then they can just, we can pull them up on stage and they can give you a little bit more depth about what it is they're doing, because it's a very new thing. It's a recent partnership or recent collaboration that's come about in the last, week or so. And in that time, we're both very, very busy, both our projects, so all of our team, and certainly Lavanda team has been extremely busy. So trying to factor in time for at least one of our team and their team to sit down and thrash out the details of how it's going to work has been, it's been a bit of a challenge, if I'm honest. So yeah, it'll be great. So, I mean, the basics is that we, reached out to Lavanda, Guy from our team actually reached out to Lavanda, and we are going to be partnering with them. In terms of similar to what the Galactic Punks have done in terms of having our own Lunar Balls Roll talisman. Now, I guess the most important, or as Danku might say, the alpha that comes as a result of this partnership is the fact that every single holder of Lunar Balls is going to be airdropped to talisman, which it's awesome. So I'm really pleased, because it's partnerships and collaborations like this that brings real value into the project. And I think that the more that we try and push things like this, and the more that we do have opportunities to partner with projects like Lavanda, then obviously the better. And I'm really looking forward to it, and looking forward to seeing what additional value comes of that as we move forward. Did you have any questions with regard to that, Danku? Did you want to sort of know anything more in relation to that at the moment? I mean, I'm skirting around the sort of edges of it, because I know that Lavanda might show up any second. So,
in general, I think it's amazing that all the different projects around NFTs, like you guys, are also teaming up with Lavanda. Right? I think there are now different ones like Styla and also Galactic Punks. And this is the best that can happen, right? If we want to create a metaverse long term, probably it means that everybody works together. And this is what I think right now is happening. And if this is the, let's say, quote unquote, infrastructure with the different factions, and you're getting your own faction, that's like something that would be clearly out of everyone's mind, or whatever you're trying to put here together. I don't know.
Yeah. The factions are going to be remaining the same. I mean, obviously, the obvious initial benefit for our holders is going to be the fact that they're getting airdropped to Talisman, which has got its own value, intrinsic value anyway. Whether or not that's because you want to be involved in that game and you want to take part as a member of a faction within their sort of, within their game, or whether you simply want to hold the Talisman as an investment piece. Perhaps you want to sell it on the secondary market later at some point. Perhaps you want to hold it, and whatever you decide to do, I just the benefit in terms of being able to receive this is great, for our community. Because bearing in mind before that, the only way that you would have been able to receive a talisman is by nesting an egg,
so this is not a real alpha. Probably I misunderstood it earlier. So we're getting a classical full functioning talisman from so not an own one, so not like there is not a special one for Galactic Punks and a special one for Styla. You don't have an own Lunar Ball one, it's just a real normal one, right?
No, we do. It's a Lunar Balls talisman in that it's designed, the aesthetics are really cool. I'm going to be dropping the images on Twitter shortly. So we have had input in the design of the talisman as well. And it's going to be a Lunar Balls Roll talisman. But they are going to operate in the same way as the existing talismans, per faction. They're going to operate in exactly the same way. There isn't a separate faction that's been made or anything like that in that respect. So.
Ah, now I get it. No, that's cool. That's super cool. Can't wait to see also the design that you guys have chosen. And then I don't know if you're able to share or not. So right now, if I'm part of one of the factions, I can stake it, right? And then take power of the war. This will be also capable with this talisman?
Yes, absolutely.
Something different. Okay, that's great. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a huge benefit for our holders. I would say, aside from the baby balls airdrop, which we did, and then subsequent mint of those baby balls, it's probably one of the largest benefits that that's been airdropped or given out for free to our holders since we minted back in October. Aside from the Tesseract. So, but you know, these are projects that we made within our own project ourselves. So externally, I would say this is a real, a real benefit to our holders. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so I just want to move on quickly from that, because I can see that at the moment I've got a question here. I don't know if Jacob, we're going to do sort of a Q&A in a second, but I think Jacob's got his hand up. He wants to ask us something, and I think we try and if I try and handle these as we move through it, then it's probably just going to go a lot smoother. Thanks, mate. Go ahead, Jacob. Just unmute yourself on the microphone and just fire
yes,
away.
No problem. I just wanted to say I work with Lavana, VP of Biz Dev and Partnerships. Awesome. Maybe I can be helpful. And also thought that we could pull Colin Johnson, who's listening into the group. I recently joined Lavana. So Colin, who is a premier talisman holder, legendary dragon holder, council leader, on the council faction with me, may be able to answer some questions as well, just as being a super Lavana member.
Yeah, that would be absolutely ideal. I mean, in the absence of your marketing guys at the moment, I mean, that would be fantastic if Colin wants to jump up as well. And if any of the community have got any questions, Danko, if you've got any questions yourself, then now is an absolutely ideal time with these two legends up on the stage. So yeah, that's great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for jumping up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I see Colin is a speaker now. If you want to unmute yourself and anyone wants to jump in and ask questions, we're here.
Yeah, happy to help.
Cool. I mean, obviously, from my point of view, I just want to say that we are, you know, really pleased and excited to be working with you guys. I mean, you know, what you're doing as a project is outstanding. And I think, you know, the value that you guys are bringing to the space and the way that you're intertwining that with NFTs, it's original and unique. And, you know, this is the type of project that we as a project really want to be a part of. So I just want to just say that first and foremost, that, you know, I think it's going to be an awesome collaboration between the two of us. I think we're both fairly forward-thinking projects in that respect. So, and we as a project are constantly looking to add value for our holders. And I think, you know, what you're giving to us in terms of the value from the airdrop talismans is outstanding. I thank you guys for that. And obviously, I'm really looking forward to working with you. The whole team here in Lunables is really looking forward to working together with you guys and strengthening our positions jointly in this space.
Absolutely. On the contrary, thank you. It's so special to be able to tie our communities together. We think it's absolutely a brilliant way to kind of bridge the gap and bring, you know, we're all in this together, right? We're all going to make it. So I think this is just, and this is the future. This is the future, I believe, of Web 3.0. I think a lot of us do have just an interconnecting communities all in something together. And what can be neater than bulls riding dragons, right?
Absolutely.
What the heck?
Hello?
Yeah.
So, hi, I am a Terran Premier, and I wanted to kind of hop on and say maybe you guys can give a description or kind of talk about the four different factions and what they represent in the upcoming faction war.
Yeah, Colin, you want to take this?
I mean, I can definitely answer on behalf of Council. And first of all, you know, I apologize for your choice of Terrans, but we'll forgive that.
Hey, you better watch it. No soup for you. No food for you.
We do have all the cookies.
Coleman, you need to help here. It's directly going into a fight, the war before the war, and that's wild.
The first thing I'll say is, you know, everything that all of the factions are doing should ladder up to the overall value of Lavana in total. Like, to be honest, it would be a little bit sad if it were, you know, 90% of the spirit level or the dragons going all to one faction. So it's a good thing to have legitimate people spread out. Now, that being said, the council is sort of the most powerful mage-like sort of overarching politician group of people. So they're the ones who are, you know, in power currently on Mars. they've got these three other little factions that can be a little upset sometimes about that fact. But they're sort of in power. They're meant to be a little bit of the bad guys. There are the Free Martians that are a bit of like kind of the direct rebels. There are the Guardians, who used to actually be the protectors of the Council themselves, but have since decided to branch off. And then you've got the Terrans, who I think are farmers, something like that. So those are generally the
builders, engineers, builders and engineers.
Yes.
Not forget.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the common people. We're the everyday people.
I did see farming mentioned in the lore, and when I read it, I just thought that's I know where Danku's going. I know exactly where Danku's going.
I literally truly lost connection for a second, so you need to repeat. When Coleman started something was farming, I expected that it was about me, but then I lost connection. So Coleman, if you could repeat that.
Yeah, no, I just saying that I read in the lore, the Levana lore, that the Terrans were, you know, it was mentioned that farming was one of the traits, you know, of the Terran. And I just immediately thought, well, I know which faction Danku's going to be heading to.
You know, that's a good point. Just in general, I quickly want to shout out. Yes, I'm in one of the four Discords right now because a good friend of mine just said, hey, join in here. I'm holding all of the four factions, and I see myself more as somebody needs to talk about the war, right? So like a fifth party, which is not involved into all of this. And I'm happy to take that.
Well, yeah, Danku and Colin, I think this is a great opportunity to recruit Danku to the true rulers of Mars, the Council. I think you belong there with us.
I think we might have him in our Discord at this point, although he may not be paying too much attention to it. But yeah, I mean, look, if you ever played a mage in a video game, or you ever thought that it'd be fun to sort of start off as the most powerful class, or you just wanted to be around other people who are capable and maybe a whale or two, then Council is probably the place to start. I will say we also have an amazing guy doing statistics within our crew. And what we have seen is that the overall spirit level devoted to, I believe, Council and Free Martians are both significantly higher than Guardians and Terrans, which is not to say that they'll absolutely be winning the faction wars, but it does kind of give you an indication as to where the active players are right now. I would imagine, though, that the core team is going to be figuring out different mechanics within the game, right, for the faction wars that will allow for a little bit more of an even distribution of wins in the wars, regardless of just how many dragons or how much spirit level is on one team.
The Free Martians have the most spirit level, don't they? And they're our allies. Just saying.
It's. I think the Council still does, but they have been growing a lot recently. I will say that.
I think that there's a need for a fifth party to just talk about this and bring the true facts there, which all of you guys can be sure. And I'm already in contact with the teams that I'll try to take that over in the next days and weeks and hopefully make some content about that, because it's cool, right? This is the stuff that we all expect here, right? To combine this crypto, DeFi, NFT topic with all the typical fun we know from the real world in teaming up and then playing against each other, right? And I see right now, Coleman, you put up this amazing new talisman. That looks wild.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much. Our artist just finished those yesterday, and we got them across to Levana this morning. So that, what you can see above, pinned to the space there above, is our talisman. That's the Lunable Roll talisman. Guys, you probably know better than me, and I do apologize, but blue would probably represent which faction? That one that's actually been posted. I believe that's the blue one that he's posted there.
The Guardians.
Yep. Okay. So, I mean, there's one that represents each faction for each faction color. I'm particularly fond of the green ones myself. Full disclosure, I am a council member.
Oh, good.
Excellent choice.
Very well.
Surrounded by council members. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You will bend the knee to the council before this war is done.
One more question that I have. It just a normal member role that is now given out to all the Luna members, or is randomly some premier role also in between that?
There isn't, as at right now, there are no premier roles being issued to Lunable holders at all, unfortunately. But I think from their side, from their point of view, it probably wouldn't have been fair to do that. So I support that decision as well. So we're just happy to, you know, to have been included for our community to have received the original talismans, to be honest. But I did think about that. I was thinking, a few premiers thrown in wouldn't have gone amiss. But I think it was the right call in the end.
Yeah, from a pricing perspective, that would have been a sweet little 100 Luna airdrop for those who did get one.
Yeah, absolutely. Which I think, is probably the right call from their point of view. And I do support their decision in respect to that. Guys, thanks very much. Please do stick around because there'd probably be some more questions as we sort of push through this AMA this afternoon. And by all means, you know, if you guys are around and later on, I will mention once again that you are here on behalf of Lavana, which I'm hugely appreciative of. And if anyone has got any additional questions, they can pose them at the end of the AMA. Moving on now to, I'm not going to, because originally I had planned to talk a little bit about the Tesseract, Mint and the rupture. But I think as it stands right now, there is probably, I don't think there's much more to discuss in relation to this right now. I think everyone really has a good handle on what that's about. And I think from our previous AMA, I think everyone understands what it gives them in terms of access to the metaverse and those types of things. Obviously, we're working on future additional benefits for people who hold 3D enabled Lunables as well. But I didn't really want to sort of dwell on that too much in this AMA. I wanted to talk about some other items which we've been working on, some new things, and then perhaps at the end of the AMA we can take questions. And if anyone has got any retrospective questions in relation to the Mint or in relation to Tesseract, then by all means, you know, you can ask me, and I will certainly do my best to answer. But I wanted to first touch on our development of the Baby Balls Mint, which, let me just say, initially was meant to be a charity mint, which it was, a bonus for our holders, and just actually, really, to be honest, just a bit of fun. As a result of the success of that mint and how well received they've been in the community, and thanks also to community feedback, we actually pushed into developing a 2D game. We are now quite far along in respect of completing the 2D game. I would say more than 50-60% completion, and just giving our sort of final tweaks over to the developer who's working on that. We're really excited, and I'm going to drop a little screenshot into TZM, my colleague who's with me here today, is going to drop a screenshot into our Twitter, which will give you the first kind of image or idea about what it is we're working on. I can see O'Hara now from Lunable's team has just appeared in the audience there. So if you wanted to mic him up and actually bring him up on stage, because O'Hara has actually been a guy of all of us within the team who's really, been working hard and working solidly in the background to make this, suggestion, which was actually just a random suggestion from a community member into something that's become very real. And really quite exciting. So, O'Hara, if you could just unmute yourself, or if you can mic him up and then bring him up, and if you want to say a couple of things in relation to the 2D game for the Baby Balls, that would be outstanding.
Hey, everybody. All right, so not too bad. Just waking up here on the East Coast, so pardon me if I'm a little tired sounding. It was a late night last night. But the Baby Balls minigame, as Coleman was saying, is being worked on and is we have a dev actively working on it, and it's going to be super exciting. You're going to be able to, essentially, we're building play to earn mechanics that will have prize pools available to win for playing the game. We'll be starting by running a sort of weekly competition sort of cadence where people are playing the game. And every week there will be a prize pool up for grabs, and the amount that will be up for grabs is going to just be continually growing as more and more people play the game, because of the way we're utilizing Anchor Earn to kind of drive a lot of the play to earn side of this. And I don't know how I kind of just jumped in to the end of this. I'm not sure how in detail you were wanting to go, Coleman, but it's super hype.
No. I think that's that really does give us a great idea about what's happening there with that. And as you just mentioned there, which is probably one of the most exciting elements of the play to earn, which is something we thrashed out over the last kind of 48 hours or so, which is the accumulative aspect of the prize pot, which is dependent on rarity of the ball. And I think that this is going to be really well received by the community, for one. And I think, I think there's going to create a lot of competitive, banter among the community as well. And I'm really looking forward to that, because there's nothing like watching an accumulative pot that you're involved in playing for, especially when you're playing against fellow Lunar Ball holders as well. I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to, become a revenue stream for the DAO wallet, for the Bull DAO. We have plans to go beyond just kind of just building a single play to earn game for fun. We have plans about turning this into a potentially a platform of play to earn games that integrates with other projects moving forward, other NFT projects on Terra. So there are some very cool plans here for the Luna Bulls as well as the Terra ecosystem, Terra NFT ecosystem as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know whether or not we've got that image posted as yet, but we certainly, if it hasn't been posted on our Twitter, then bear with us, because that will be up by the end of the AM.
Yeah, it looks like it's up.
Oh, is it? Oh, fantastic. Okay,
so it's at the top of the space now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep, yeah, there it is. Just literally popped up on mine as I was saying that. So that gives you guys in the community, a basic idea of where we're headed with this. It's extremely retro in nature. We wanted to go in that direction, in keeping with the creative side of the Bulls originally, the 2D aspect of the Bulls, the baby Bulls being 2D. And we're really pleased with it. We're really pleased with how it's shaping up, particularly the earn elements of the project and how we've factored in rarities into that. We think it's looking good. Okay. So are there any questions? Should we just do questions at the end, or, if you guys want to put your hand up, if you've got any questions in relation to 2D, then we could perhaps, while O'Hara's here, because I'm sure, mate, you probably want to go off and get to, it's pretty early there.
Yeah, I'm just I'm down to do some questions now if people have one. I think I see, who is it? Crypto ML has their hand up right now.
Okay. Well, we'll wait to the end. We'll wait to the end, and I'll just
Crypto ML go ahead and. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was going to pull it now, but yeah, if you want to wait till the end, that would be right.
No, it's cool. I mean, if someone's got their hand up, we can just pull them up. I just don't see anyone with their hand up presently, but. I can blast through, just summarize at the end of the AMA, and if anyone's got any questions on any of the topics, we can just go through it then. Moving on to, I know a lot of the community members have been reaching out to me since the Tesseract Mint and asking me about our building in the Lunaverse, quite rightly so, because, I'm excited about it. I'm excited at the fact that Lunaverse has been generous, to give us that building for our project. And the building itself is out of this world. I mean, it's just breathtaking. So I'm really, really pleased about that. And I think the community is going to be too. Okay, so they want to know where it is and they want to see pictures of the building. So obviously, we've been talking, and we thought it would be a really cool thing to run a bit of a scavenger hunt in our community and kind of outside to the wider community as well. What we're going to do is we're going to be releasing cryptic clues on a daily basis on our main Twitter account. And then we're going to be inviting you guys, the community, and outside the wider community in Terra as well, to use those cryptic clues to go on to the Lunaverse NFT viewer. We'll be posting a link to that as well on the on our main Twitter account. And just using the cryptic clues that we give on a daily basis, see if you can find our building. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to be giving the winner, the person who posts a picture, photo, screen grab, basically, of our building on our main Twitter account. So the first person to do that, we're going to be awarding a Tesseract. So we thought it would be I could have just dropped some images and some, screen grabs of the building in this AMA, but that's boring. And I just thought, come on, we can do better than that. And I just felt that, doing a little bit of a scavenger hunt, turning it into something a bit fun, especially at the moment when the market market's a bit down, you know, why not? So, you know, we thought it would be a bit of fun. So look out for that. Look out for the first cryptic clue, which is going to be dropped into our Twitter today. And then we'll be dropping daily cryptic clues up until the point where someone guesses and posts the picture of the building on our main Twitter account. So that's the direction we took with it.
Can you send me already the address? Because I want to go in my office, right? Did I get my office now, or is this from the table, right? That I was already buying a
listen,
table.
Listen, man, we still have the construction crew in there. The construction crew still in there tearing everything down, setting it all up. We got to get your computer set up. It'll be a minute.
The signage is done. The signage is complete. Is done. We've got the signage worked out. It's up on the wall. It's backlit. It looks glorious. As usual, we're waiting on the builders.
Can Dev do something?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, with regards to the building, yeah. So we're going to do it that way. We thought in true Lunar Balls fashion, we're going to make it a little bit fun. So I look forward to, you know, seeing who guesses that first. Moving on to our next announcement today. We have a new partnership, guys. And I am really excited about this. This particular partnership, it's something, look, I'll be honest with you, we wanted to drop the full alpha today, and I reached out to the project yesterday and said, look guys, would you come on, we want to talk about this partnership with our community during our AMA, and they weren't able to do so because they are in the process now of launching their protocol and also launching their asset as well, their token. So we didn't want to, you know, put too much out there at one time. And so I took a step back, and they said that I can just loosely just talk about the partnership without going into too much detail and who it's with. So guys, we partnered with Broker Finance. It's very early. As I said before, they want to get their main announcements out this week regarding the launch of their protocol, regarding the launch of their token, which is called Bro, hence Broker Finance. All I can say with respect to this, or with regards to this, is that what we're working on with them is groundbreaking, and it's what many of you in the community have been wanting out of your NFTs. Probably since we minted. So I'm super excited about what's going to happen with Broker Finance over the coming weeks. I would say over the coming week or two, we'll certainly be getting more details out there, more concrete details out there, so you guys know exactly which direction we're going to be heading in with them. But all I can say is that it's something you guys have been wanting for quite a long time. A lot of you guys, I would say. Some of you are just here for the art. I was thinking Danky's going to say he's bound to ask something.
No, it's okay. We're all here for the art. No, sir, you know, what's most important about Broker is you need to say the name of the token. That's the true alpha about Broker.
I thought I did.
Then I missed it. I don't know. You're so fast today. You're really on a tear down today with your speed.
Sorry, yeah, I just need to take a step back to slow it down, go and pour myself a cup of tea, and you know, to just take a little step back today. Yeah, I feel like I'm charging through it today. You know, I don't know what it is today. For some reason, I'm a little bit. No, I'm never nervous. I don't know what it is. It's you, Danky. You bring the nerves out in me.
Nah, we know each other, sir. That shouldn't be the point. No, but it's cool, right? So, I mean, I can't wait for whatever you come up with, Broker Finance. In the end, this is exciting, right? You have a stake on your DAO with the NFT, and then you are collaborating with the protocol, which hopefully, I don't know, gives holders the benefit. Broker will be focusing on simplified yield in DeFi, maybe a few yield points on top, whatever that might be. So I'm looking forward to hold my bro tokens, right? Everybody wants to have a bro and a bull. Sounds like a promising collaboration.
Yeah, definitely. All I can say is that it's not like it's way, way, way above the normal collaborations we've seen in the past. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with social shout outs and, you know, each other supporting one another's projects in that respect. Perfectly, you know, acceptable form of collaboration. However, this is so far from that we're really pleased. We're really, really pleased with how it's shaping up with those guys. And those guys are really switched on, smart guys. Let me just say, really, really switched on. Okay, so I'm sure there might be some questions at the end with regards to the partnership with Broker, and I'll see how much I'm able to answer without kind of. Guy, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
On the back of the boat doing? No, just other than I need that ticker in my wallet.
Bro. I thought you'd never ask, bro. So good. Such a good...
We'll be getting there. Let's see by the end of next week.
Yeah, such a good token name. Yeah. Okay, so so that's exciting. You know, we're really pleased to be able to announce that to our community. And, you know, once again, you know, we're striving towards adding additional value to our project, to the NFTs, and adding additional benefits to our holders, which is first and foremost what we're here for. So to have cemented that agreement with them and moving in that direction, I'm really pleased, really, really pleased about. Guys, I don't know whether or not Mangaholm, is he around? The guy from Terabay, is he here today? Because we were talking earlier about him dropping by today and just having a chat with you guys. We've been working
can't
on
see him in the chat.
Yeah, let me just one second. Let me just see if he's around. I spoke to him the last I spoke to him yesterday. I know that they were extremely busy. Those guys are massively busy at the moment as well. But we've just bagged a partnership collaboration with those guys, and they are going to be giving three Ronin NFTs out to our community Lunar Balls holders. And I thought, as you know, it would be really nice to have them come on. They have been on before. They've been on Stampede Sunday before and spoken to our community in the past. But I thought, as we just in the last few days, they've been gracious enough to give out three of those Ronins to our community. It'd be cool to get them back in, you know, to give us a bit of a refresher on what it is they're doing.
I love what the Ronin team are sort of doing with the royalties and NFTs as well. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I think from my point of view, what I'm most excited about Terabay is the fact that we're going to get some privacy on Terra. And I think that is a long time coming, really is. I can't speak for everyone here, but me personally, you know, when I've wanted to transact in a private way, you know, I've had to switch out my, UST to BNB and then push that through Typhoon or, you know, and then back to Terra just to get a simple, you know, we're not asking the world. It's just simple privacy, which I think is a right that everyone's entitled to. And the fact that it's, we don't have it yet and that they're going to be filling that void. I think that they are seriously undervalued as a project at the moment. I think anyone sleeping on that is they're going to get a rude awakening pretty shortly. And the fact that they factored in NFTs, I mean, for me, I just they had me at NFT. And I was like, oh, great.
I mean, that's the one thing that I constantly keep hearing is the need for sort of, you know, integrated privacy. And it'd be fantastic to have that sort of, you know, native integration on Terra without having to have another app or a protocol like, you know, like a Tumblr or something. So I remember everyone back in the day using those old Bitcoin Tumblrs and things, being like, oh, I'm going to send a friend some Bitcoin, but I don't want you to know how much I have. So I definitely think that, yeah, you're right. That sort of need for integral privacy is true. Because, I mean, I've got a lot of friends who I've tried to bring in, say, you know, go on Random Earth, find an NFT that you like and something. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I can shoot you over some UST. But then as soon as they figure out how to copy the sending address and post it into an explorer, and then they start looking at all the stuff that you've got, and you just, yeah, it's just nice to have that level of privacy integrated.
Of course, absolutely. I mean, it's a basic right that everyone's entitled to. And, I'm really looking forward to Terabay releasing that into our space. And obviously our community getting the opportunity to get three Ronins is fantastic as well. So, yeah, all good stuff. All good stuff.
You're getting very, how would you call it? German-driven is not the right word, right? The Terabay guys are German, right, which is great. And the Broca guys are Austrian, which I think is also great. So I'm happy that you are from the UK, right? So I'm just happy that is really so international, right, in terms of more and more teams. I have a feeling for sure in the Terra ecosystem are coming truly from around the world. We have so many Asian teams, right, Spectrum and others. And now here we have I hope I'm able to say a German team, which I think is cool, of course, for our little community, right? I hope I can push more Germans into Luna itself and showing that we also have builders. That's just also so beauty, right? Besides, of course, about the great solution that they have, but that we're bringing more and more different people from around the world together. And you're helping him with the NFTs.
as soon as you have a new project or, you know, spin up in a country where, say, there isn't anything major, you don't have any big teams, you know, it's like especially a lot of the smaller Asian countries, like Indonesia, Thailand, you know, Vietnam, like now that they have native projects and stuff coming out of there, it's just drawing like so many more eyes in the community to it. And I, you know, this crypto is a worldwide thing that mystery. We're all part of, so yeah. Mystery, that would be a good word, yeah. it's definitely like the wild west of the new finance services, but I love it all the same.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm as you know, I mean, obviously I'm from UK, but I no longer live there. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to be working with those guys in Austria and in Germany. And I think with the next time, you know, Danku, we've got to talk, mate, about getting TeFi Europe up together, because I would love to meet a lot of these characters in person. And I think TeFi Europe is a long time coming. I think it's time.
Yes, sir, 100%. We know the elephant in the room is the Rona, right? We do not need to talk about that, unfortunately. But I think we see improvements in the world that maybe can make that happen. I know that Ryan Lyon, shout out to him, he's doing a great job with the UK community, right? They're meeting up, I think, every 2 months or so. I see also Karma in here. I think she's part of that amazing group. I met some German guys last year in December in person, and we need to make that happen. I don't know, I would love to have it somewhere like in Portugal where it's warm, not like in shitty Germany, sorry. So if we can plan some. The question is who is driving the TeFi Alpha in general, because I think they had the vote that they also make it outside of the US, right? So I don't know if we need to reach out to somebody and ask for funding there. I'm happy to support that process and make something happen here.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. And I'm also happy to support you in that as well. Absolutely. I see Karma's in the audience, actually. She had a question a minute ago. Karma, probably the only person here that I've met in real life, had the pleasure of her company for an evening in Europe not too long ago, probably a few months back. Outstanding. Talking JPEGs and investing and degenning into, early NFT projects and my antics as an Ethereum NFT holder back in the day. What a fantastic evening, like really, really good. So yeah, I definitely would like, more European lunatics to be able to get together and certainly share that kind of vibe and that kind of evening. It was great. I don't get to meet too many other lunatics and other lunar investors, so it would be fantastic. And I think, yeah, I'll be happy to talk with you more on that, Danku, perhaps in DMs later.
Let's do it. Cool.
Karma, did you have a question? Because I saw that your thing flashed up that you wanted perhaps ask something. I don't want to sort of move on to something else and you think that I've ignored you. Okay, cool.
I have, however, to disappoint you. I am eating dinner and I have just clicked request to speak as an accident.
Fat fingers. Yeah.
Enjoy your dinner.
It's technically referred to as a fat finger move, but I don't know. They when you accidentally send the wrong amount of crypto to the wrong address or something.
Exactly.
So
I think we know that all, right? Won again 10,000 Luna. Ah, shit, right? It's just what it is.
Yeah, I was about to say better to fat finger Twitter spaces than leverage trading.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Okay, so with regards to that and potential TeFi Alpha, which is exciting, and I look forward to speaking on that a little bit more later. But our community, the news regarding our merch, I just want to let you guys know that the Pip Viper glasses that we've been working on are in production. And we, in fact, the sample run is in production and we should be receiving those any day. For those of you outside of our community in the space that haven't perhaps heard about those, they are, and I think Guy's Ball might be wearing a pair, but some of our balls come with the Pip Viper Lunar Balls glasses. We've actually got those coming in the physical form. They should be arriving within the next, I'm hoping, 20 to 30 days. We should be getting those
I've got the half rims, but there I see a few bulls in the audience who have got the big Pit Viper glasses. And, you know, ever since we started talking about it and planning like the first set, I've actually gone out and ordered I wanted some Pit Vipers even sooner because like I completely didn't know they were a thing. And when I first saw them, I'm just like, oh, I have to have these.
Yeah.
But with like the Lunar bulls and yeah, there's a few bulls in here with the Pit Vipers on.
Yeah, I noticed. I think Connor's down there. There's a couple of guys in the audience. I think Alex. Yeah, there's a few guys from the community here that are, rocking the Pit Vipers down there. James is here. He's got his Pit Vipers.
Oh, yeah. Bruce from Dojos. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few in the audience. So, yeah, so basically the Pit Viper glasses have become a thing, and they've become a thing in our community as well. So we decided to make it into a real thing. We've ordered 100 or so, a couple of hundred. So we've got those coming. Like I say, the sample should be with me probably in the next week. And then providing the qualities there and everything is looking good, then we'll be putting the main ordering and looking forward to getting those within the next 20 to 30 days. And they'll be going. We've got plans for them. We'll be giving a lot of those away within the community. We'll be doing giveaways. We haven't really discussed the possibility of selling those yet. We've really just spoken about giving them away within our community, haven't we, Guy?
We haven't discussed the possibility of that, but you know, we feel like it's definitely something that, you know, we would like to give out to, you know, Lunar Balls holders, or you know, like they say, save them for a competition or something. And it's really just about making sure that we, you know, give them to our members of the community rather than maybe somebody outside, even if we can convince someone to pick up a ball on behalf of it, you know, by all means. But I think we just need to have a discussion about what we're going to do with them, really, rather than I'm not sure if we're going to sell them. Maybe we should save them for special events.
Yeah, I like the idea of giving them away.
Keep them as a limited run.
Yeah, and I think certainly ball holders that have balls with Pit Vipers will get a pair for free for sure. You know, surely.
You've got to rep those. I want one. I'm desperately after like one of the cool little cycling caps that says Luna on it. Like I've got on my one that Geordie designed. I'm desperately after a custom piece of one of those.
Okay, we're working on guys, because there's been some, you'll have to forgive me because I've got some questions that I'm also relating to as well, which I'm trying to get out kind of, sneak into the AMA a little bit. So I'm covering those questions for people that they've sent me on DM and stuff prior to this event. And yes, we are working on 2D bonded bulls being able to be recognized in the marketplace. We're working with Random Earth and Luart, both. In terms of this, so the question was, if I bond my 2D bull using a tesseract, but I don't use the interchange function, so my bull still remains in 2D form, how do we know that that bull is then 3D enabled when it's for sale on the marketplace? And the answer is, you can't presently. And that is something that we are working on with Random Earth. So we hope to get that ironed out in the next few days. And I know that we've recently managed to get the combined collection worked out. That's now live on Random Earth. So both 2D and 3D balls are now available in a single collection, which is great.
No way. Since when? Since today?
Well, since yesterday, possibly day before, but
2 days ago. Yeah.
Let's just pretend it's today for the sake of the AMA.
Yeah, it's today, right?
Fantastic.
It's today. Well, that's really big news, right? I was just jumping back and forth and checking out different stuff, and this is helping a ton, and also in having clear if it's right now a 2D or a 3D, because both 2D and 3D collections were complete, right? So I think it was pretty difficult trying to figure stuff out, and this is a huge step forward. So congrats to you guys and also to the Randomized team. I think that's great.
Yeah, so I mean, we're trying to work it out now, and most likely it's probably going to appear as a trait. Whether or not it's had the tesseract applied to it or not. So that was just to be toggleable. You can search with ones that have had it applied, or you know, you can just look for a classic 2D if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right now, how do I, can I already have, do I have a trade for 2D?
Not yet. I'm just saying in terms of separating it when we eventually do, first priority to get the collections merged. And then we just want to be able to basically have that feature so we can distinguish the two, but that's something we're just working on right now.
Okay, just that I'm clear. So what I would be expecting, just general feedback, right? You guys would figure it out anyway. It's like, one trait which says then 2D but enabled, 2D or 3D, right? Those are the three options.
Well, it will be an indicator as to whether or not the Lunar Ball has had the Tesseract applied to it.
Perfect. Yeah, okay. No, that's cool. I'm seeing it right now here in front of me, 2D and 3D next to each other, which is a complete
new
vibe
cool.
Also. Yeah, I agree.
When I saw the collections merge for the first time when I went on there, I'm just like, absolutely epic.
Yeah, also because there are some... Oh, go ahead.
I was to say, it also helps us because, you know, when we have the feed going with the two separate collections, now you can just click on a sale and view the whole entire collection. So it's just, you know, a lot easier from a navigatory standpoint.
That point, and then the other side, I mean... There are a few outfits which I think look way better in 2D and others that look way better in 3D. So having them now next to each other when I select a certain outfit is just extremely valuable. I think, for example, I'm a big Hero Bolts fan in 2D, but in 3D I say, there are others that I prefer more and vice versa. So that this helps a lot.
Yeah, it's something that we wanted and had been working towards from the very beginning. We really felt that it was not something nice to have, but a requirement that we really needed the 2D and 3D together. And I have to say, credit where credit is due, Random Earth absolutely nailed it for us. And really, I mean, those guys worked overtime to get that done within, you know, we had the mint and the Tesseract airdrop on the launch, and then we were kind of faced with the challenges that we hadn't quite managed to get in place in time, because once you know yourself, Danku, you know, you've got projects and you know, you've got your DAO and things. Is once the ball of a project is rolling, it's very difficult to stop, in a sense, because everything falls into specific dates and schedules. And so, you know, we were on our back foot when we went live, and we knew that we wanted that, and Random Earth just really stepped up and knocked it out of the park for us, I have to say. So massive thank you to them for that, really.
Yeah, I just want to say, Random Earth team have been extremely helpful. Like whenever we need something, yeah, it's so good to be in this space and be able to get an answer within 15 minutes. Whereas, you know, when I was working in my old job, I'm used to contacting people and waiting a day, maybe a couple of days for a response. And that's what's so good about this space, is everything moves so quickly. So yeah, when we do need a bit of help or to work with one of the marketplaces, they're literally on tap.
Guy, you sound like a TradFi guy. waiting for days for something to happen. On a more serious note, what do you guys think of something like a marketplace aggregator? So I see myself right in a difficult position. I mean, I'm honest about that, right? I'm right now mostly using Random Earth because I have a feeling there is the biggest liquidity in terms of I see the NFTs put to sell, right? I have extremely good... insights also at Nowhere Art. They enabled also this kind of first, let's say, retail minter, which I use, which I'm super happy of that they reach out to me. And I think Lu Art right now is also doing really great work and new stuff. But then One Planet is out there, and then we have also Tully's. But right now it's almost, you need to get lucky to find what you are searching for also put out there, right, in terms of that people want to sell right now. How do you guys see that? Do you see there a difficulty? Do you see something like an aggregator? High level, did I miss the aggregator? Is there a search function out there? I don't know.
I think, like, from my perspective, fragmentations of collections across different websites are, you know, you can view it as a problem, or I think you can view it as an advantage. And I think the advantage is, you know, we stop monopolizing of large individual markets. I mean, look at OpenSea on ETH. They've just been challenged by Lux recently, but they don't have anywhere near the sort of, well, a sort of wider range of marketplaces that we have that have the share that we have. But that's not to say that I think, like, someone like, you know, 1inch could come along, like a 1inch type thing, as, like you say, as an NFT aggregator that just is able to search all of them. But I like the fact that there are so many different platforms, because each one brings something different to the table. You know, whether it's the UI, the team, the way that they list, the way they mint. I'm also a big fan of Nowhere as well. You know, I love the fact that there's an NFT exchange with that kind of artwork on it as well. So, I think an aggregator would be a good idea. But again, I like the fact that the collections are fragmented is it's kind of interesting in a way to just sort of see it play out. But that's the way I view it. I mean, yeah, I think it would be a good thing.
Yeah, no, I just quickly to finish it up, I think it's not a problem that there are many platforms. It's just that from a user perspective, it's truly difficult, right? It's more like if we would have a viewer like CoinHall, I'd already talked to CoinHall. I said, guys, the next step, you need to have an NFT page where you have the full collection of Galactic Punks, Luna Boots, whatever, with all the different right now prices you see on all the different platforms. That's all I need, right? Just to be 100% sure that I also don't miss a certain NFT, because sometimes, right, I can just share what I do, right? I have usually just one trade that I'm just a big fan of, because I know it sounds weird, but I don't really care about the price. I just have a certain trade I like, I want to have those, and I'm searching really, really long to find this one. And then right now I have no notification, right? I need to go every day in, check again on the different platforms. Is this trade right now available? Is somebody selling, yes or no? And I need to do this. I'm not doing this on five different platforms to be 100% on top of the game, right? To not miss if somebody is right now listing that NFT. And that's a ton of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only thing I would say that, like, you know, I think aggregate, like, to be able to have it all in one place is for new people in the space. Because I think if someone joins and they go, oh, yes, I want to buy something from this collection, but, you know, and they only know about one website or two websites, and they go on it and can't find the one that they want, you know, it's sold out before they've had a chance to get to it. So I think definitely, yeah, like trading aggregators are better for people with sort of, you know, new people coming into this space. I think you could definitely say the same about whatever an NFT version of that would look like.
Yeah. It sounds like there could also be like an opportunity in the market for like a almost like a notification product for NFTs. Like, oh, I want to know, I want to get like an text or a, you know, a WhatsApp message or whatever when an NFT with this trade goes below this, you know, or is like a listed at this price on any platform, and just like kind of not have to search every single day, just get that notification.
So yeah, absolutely. That's great. I will just call Arby. Arbybot, and right, tell him that that's the next function.
It seems like something they could add to that. Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah, it's definitely within the realms of possibility, because there are active bots running on Ethereum that do just that at the moment. You can set up a bot and run it on, you know, to scan OpenSea, and you can actually have the bot buy for you as well. So you can just set the, you know, the parameters that you want it to operate in, what collection, possible traits and price, more importantly, and that bot will actually snipe those NFTs the moment they're listed. So it is a possibility, and certainly I would love to see that on Terra, but in a more friendly form, because not everyone can work with bots. So it would be awesome.
Yeah, with like a really nice front end built, or like, yeah, just built into the RB app where I can be like, I want this trade. When it hits this price, just send me a little message, please.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a great idea.
On this note, I do see we have a couple requests to speak. Do we want to pull some people up for questions, maybe?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's see. Hell Kitty, if you are still there, I think you requested a little while ago, but I saw you first, so I'm going to pull you up.
Oh, and we do have Terra Bay in the room. Coleman.
Excellent.
Hey, how's it going, mate?
What's going on? Hey, I am wondering about the tesseracted and 3D enabled bulls. So the 2D ones that have been bonded and are still on the market but have not been 3D changed, are the people who buy them able to do the interchange after the fact if they buy the 2D?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. When you apply, rather when you bond your Tesseract NFT to a 2D Luna Bull, that's like a permanent action, can't be undone. So even if that Luna Bull is just like kept in its 2D form, it's not swapped to 3D, and that person later down the road sells that 2D bull on the secondary marketplace, whoever buys that bull, yeah, can just log into lunabulls.com and go swap it to 3D because it's already been Tesseract bonded.
Sweet. Awesome. I love the project, guys.
I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Thanks, man. Is there any more for any more?
See a couple more. Yeah, we have Crypto S. Thompson. Saw you put your hand up next, but and pull you up.
Team, I was told that we're starting now, but it seems like we're just ending now. So I got some bad information. My bad. I don't know what you guys know about the airdrop that we're doing for the Luna Bowls community, but super psyched, super pumped to have you guys. Yeah. I was going to come on here and answer any questions, but I kind of feel like it already happened. So,
We were really blessed, actually. In fact, in the beginning, when we started to speak about the Lavana collaboration, that Jacob here and Colin stepped up and were actually really informative and managed to answer a lot of the questions that I had, certainly that Danku had as well. So it was actually a pretty cool segment. But certainly, I mean, if you want to speak a little bit more, you know, to the detail of what's happening, be my guest. I mean, by all means, I just want to reiterate what I said to Jacob, is that we're both really forward thinking projects, and I think our alignment is awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to working with you guys.
Yeah, me too. Us too. We're super, super excited to have you guys. You know, the airdrop is for the talismans, which are going to be, of course, special talismans for the Luna Bowls community. The talismans are essentially are your game entry, your entry piece to the faction wars. I might be repeating stuff, but I'm just gonna give you the quick elevator pitch. So it's your entry piece, your game piece to join a faction in the Lavana faction wars, and that will enable you to participate in a series of fun games with prizes. Lucrative prizes at that, and also help you kind of join the story and the fight to bring on the next 100 million users to crypto from the world of Web 2. So Lavana is a DeFi protocol, a role playing game, a video game, an NFT collection game, and it's a new type of token economic model that we call DeFi-tainment. So I definitely encourage anybody who's interested in understanding kind of our thought process to read our blog, especially the blog piece called DeFi-tainment. But that is essentially a merging of entertainment and DeFi, and that is due to our core belief that entertainment and gamification can be a power tool to educate and onboard a massive audience to DeFi, which, you know, since the DeFi summer of 2020 kind of hasn't been going the way we expected with the massive waves of onboarding people to DeFi. So, but where we do see the onboarding of new people into crypto is through play-to-earn gaming, NFTs, and entertainment. So that is, you know, kind of the background to what we're creating here. You know, DeFi is essentially too complicated for casual users, is what has been proven, right? And these new participants to crypto are entering via entertainment. So this token model based on a hybrid of like farming governance tokens and gamified NFTs can create a long-term incentive for participants coming into crypto from Web2. So that is kind of the high-level kind of thought process here. And on the ground, it's a lot of fun to play super cool games, win prizes, join your faction, follow your faction's socials, join the fight and contribute. I mean, there's almost 5,000 people currently staking their faction and getting ready to play. The faction wars officially begin on the 22nd. So what is that, like 2 days from now?
Yeah, we almost had our own little faction wars breaking out in the AMA earlier, just before you arrived. It was quite amusing, actually, watching the council. I think it was a council and Terrans, was it, that were going at it?
yeah. There's four factions. There's the council, who are almost like the evil wizards who are kind of in charge of things on Mars right now. You've got the Terrans, who are the builders, the engineers, the farmers, the regular folk, the 99%, maybe we could call them, who are maybe reluctantly being forced to fight for their freedom. We've got the Guardians, which is a faction that essentially acted as the police force or the military force for the council for the last 100 years. But now they're
starting to think that maybe, you know, things are not going well for everyone. And they're starting to think about maybe branching out and having their own voice and their own say in what's going to happen. And maybe they should take control. And then you have the Free Martians faction. The Free Martians are kind of a breakaway group that sort of won the first Martian Civil War, which happened about 100 years ago. They didn't so much win, but they did win their freedom. So they got their own land on Mars. They got out from under the control of the Council. And now they're kind of like the desert ninjas or the desert rogues who are kind of helping stir the pot and get this faction war going. So it's really fun. It's really like there's all sorts of influences like Star Wars and Zelda and Myst and you know, just so many different kind of, I mean, we're game lovers, we're geeks, we're nerds, we're game lovers. We are, you know, we love stories and adventure, and this is it. This is the merging of adventure and storytelling with DeFi. Why not, you know, have a crazy cool game and make money at the same time in play to earn style fashion, which we hope is.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, yes.
I think it's amazing, and the sheer number of gamers that I come across in crypto, it's unbelievable. There's so many people that have either transitioned from almost full-time gaming or gaming, you know, in that sense, you know, on that level, over to crypto, or were previously, you know, a hobby gamer or enjoyed gaming and are now invested in crypto. It's unreal. It's on a daily basis when I speak to others, and often find myself drawing comparisons. Like I remember saying to someone the other day that, you know, back in the day in like 99 or 2000, I was playing Planetarian in my office in Germany and, you know, rigging the cameras on a loop so that our bosses in London thought we were all working, you know, we're all having a great laugh about it. And then, you know, the kind of connection between me and these other guys that I'm working with, because we all can appreciate the, you know, the obviously getting together and multiplayer online gaming was far more important than growing a new branch for the company at the time.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I mean, there's definitely a lot of overlap, and I mean, it makes sense. We're people who like to, you know, take control of our own destinies. I mean, I think that crypto and video games have a lot in common like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And at the end of the day, if your strategy is what it takes to onboard the next billion users, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know you guys heard about it already, so I don't want to take any more time, but we're super psyched to have you guys, and hold on to your butts because fun things are coming.
Super excited.
Is it true that a certain percentage of the token allocation is going as rewards to the players in the game?
Without who asked that, Jacob? Did you ask that?
I asked that. Yes.
Look, the LVN token, which is the governance token of Levana, is getting airdropped to our community. Our community, most likely, again, there's no hard official information on this, but our community, the way we can tell who our community is by those who you know, have a Levana NFT in their wallet or staked. So without saying anything else, because we can't, you know, use your imagination.
nice try, Jacob, mate.
Oh, and I see Beaches here. Who can come up to speak if anyone else has questions?
Let's go ahead and add Beach then. Then I also see, why don't we open this up to questions more? Is Beach on your team, or do you think he's coming up for a question?
Yeah, hey, I'm the NFT sorceress at Levana. So if anyone has questions about the faction wars or Levana NFTs in general, I'm happy to answer them.
Or about the Levana token, as we just learned.
Yeah, so who exactly is getting that token? All right, let's open this floor up to some more questions. I see AWK234, you've been requesting for a little while. Pull you up. Feel free to ask about Levana faction wars or anything else. Anyone else?
Or anything else?
Go ahead and request.
Yeah.
And anyone that's not speaking,
someone's going crazy.
Yeah,
on
please
the
mute your mic if you're typing away.
Especially when you've got a keyboard from 1942.
Exactly. Who's going to admit that that's them now? That's the real issue. No questions? Really?
Yeah. Well, I've got a question.
They heard a woman come on and they were like, oh, forget it. I'm out of here. What's up with that?
Oh, no. You're always nice and good to talk to, right? So, I mean, I need to know, right? When do I see my dragon, right? That would be my biggest question right now, because, I mean, it's nesting there. It's warm. It's feeling good. The question,
ready.
Of course, is when do I see it?
Danku, you're such a sweet supporter of this project. All right. So the great answer that I have for you, the encouraging answer that I have for you, is that we have the biggest team, I think, of 3D artists and animators in Levana of any Terra NFT project. And my answer for you is that we're getting very close to being able to bring these dragons to life. First, obviously, we're going to have genetic modifications, and then, which is pretty cool because you're going to be able to genetically modify as you want, right? That dragon embryo, and then they're going to hatch. So it's not that far away. I would say we're looking at hopefully 6 to 8 weeks, something like that from now.
That's cool.
10 weeks, but yeah, you know, pregnancy is always a little bit hard to exactly estimate.
Put a final date on,
yeah,
you know.
You can go like a week early, you could be 2 weeks late. Hard to say.
You sound like me when I'm talking about timelines as well. 8, 6 weeks.
That's
let's go
hilarious.
Eight,
you know what?
Let's throw a buffer week in there. Let's go. Nine.
Yeah, you know what, Danku? I gave birth to actual twins, not dragon twins, but real twins. And, you know, the dates are a little iffy. So you got to just go with what it is.
Perfect. I mean, if you can tell, if you tell me that my ex can have twins, I'm all in for that. I'm happy to wait 1 week more.
You know, I actually thought about it. I was like, wait, did I just design a product that can't have twins? I don't know about that. I have to think about that really carefully now. Maybe there has to be, you know, hidden twins in there somewhere. Maybe. All right. That's not alpha that you heard here. I don't think that's a thing.
Well, we'll keep that one quiet. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I do see we have a couple requests to speak now. So Iris Blue, we'll go ahead and pull you up first. Lucas, we'll grab you next.
All right. I embrace the silence, but anyone that wants to ask a question, you're totally welcome.
Hey, Iris, how's it going, mate?
Oh, I was just making sure everyone can hear me. Hi. I just wanted to ask a question about the 3D balls. Are they like fully 3D modeled?
Yeah, well, in regards to the 3D ball that you have presently, if you've bonded it with your 2D ball using a Tesseract, that isn't a Metaverse compatible 3D rendered ball in that sense, if that's what you're asking. But what it is, it's access, or rather a gateway to that. So when you purchase or you've claimed your Tesseract and you've bonded it to your 3D to your 2D bull and you've got your 3D enabled bull, we can see that then within your wallet, and then as and when we're ready to release our Metaverse compatible, you know, game ready 3D rendered models, then you will be given one. You'll be airdropped one or claimed one. We haven't gone into the the specifics or the details, exactly how we're going to do that in respect to airdropping or claiming. But yeah, I hope that answers your question anyway, more or less.
Yeah, basically we have we're working with an artist currently to finish the kind of 3D kind of gameplay optimized Metaverse compatible 3D rendering. That's in progress. But yeah, anyone that does, as Coleman was saying, anyone that does bond the Tesseract to their 2D Lunable has their 3D Lunable, that'll give you your Metaverse compatible bull. And it won't be like, you have to like go and mint your Metaverse compatible bull or something. It'll be, you have your 3D Luna bull from bonding your Tesseract, you'll get that Metaverse compatible bull, however we end up distributing it.
All right, thank you.
And if the question was about the dragons, then they are 3D. All right, like when they hatch, they will be 3D, full 3D.
Oh, cool.
Will they be? Okay, so they'll be their 3D model, rendered model, Metaverse ready in that sense. Will they be?
Well, I mean, the we have created them as full 3D models. Yeah. You know, we could print them even. how we're going to deliver them is that different question, right? So they'll probably still be the, you know, some kind of PFP that you see, but they will be totally 3D ready. Like they are 3D ready. They're full 3D sculpted, yeah. UV unwrapped, you know, you name it, like full 3D models.
Oh, that's cool. That is really cool.
That's why it takes so long to make them and customize them. Yeah. It's cool. As you guys know, you're going through the same process. It's a tremendous amount of work. And the minute that you add all sorts of customizations, right? So you can end up with basically an infinite amount of possibilities. And so it's not the kind of thing that you can just like set a Blender script and then come back, you know, in a day and be like, oh, here's 8,888 dragons, you know, all wrapped up for you. That's not how it works.
No, absolutely.
Lots of manual work. But absolutely worth it. It'll be super fun having the dragons and the bulls in the metaverse. Lucas, let me go ahead. We're getting more requests. Lucas, let me go ahead and pull you up. Seems like Twitter Spaces is taking like 15 seconds to connect everyone today. So just let Lucas connect up here. And I will ask just once you guys come up and have the chance to ask your question, after it's been fully answered, you get to chat a little bit, if you don't mind stepping down just so we can keep pulling more people up. Lucas, looks like you're in.
Okay.
How's it going, mate?
All right. So I'm from Ghana, West Africa. I just have a few couple of questions to ask about. I just said Lavana recently, and then I have no idea about it. I was trying to Google it, and then I heard you guys talking about saying we should ask questions here. So I just decided to throw some questions here, and then I want to know more about it. If you guys have some kind of gas fee, and then what's the future of the projects built in Lavana? Is it something something I can convince someone? No, not like convince, but something I can explain to someone that would easily understand it. Because in my country, it's very hard to make money here. But because of crypto, some of us are doing well. And then it's very hard to convince a fellow Ghanaian here about crypto. They mostly see these things as a scam. So I just want to know about the gas fee. Can I afford the gas fee? Because I hate a platform that has so much high gas fees. It's sort of...
To be honest with you, Lucas, what you're asking us, it goes to the fundamentals of the chain rather than Lavana specifically as a project. We're on Terra chain, all of us here, so our gas fees are incredibly, incredibly low on our chain.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. And if you're asking, you know, for example, like our mint prices, our lowest mint price was 8 USD. So I think that was the lowest of any mint so far on Terra. And we're a no whitelist, no shill, like everyone should have access project, and have been from the beginning. So we try to keep everything super affordable. It is true that our NFT prices have, you know, gone like 10x since the original mint, or 100x in some cases. But our intention is always to have an affordable on-ramp for people and to continue to make things available. So, you know, that's why that we've extended and opened our arms to so many different communities, Galactic Punks, Styler Today, Luna Bulls, you know, and given them essentially airdropped free talismans to allow people to enter the faction wars. And there is a 2 USD transaction fee to join the faction war. But other than that, we really try to keep our fees absolutely minimal, if that answers your question. And it's true that the gas fees on Terra are super low. I think they're the lowest of any major chain, or the top 10 chains for sure.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. And then anyway, I don't even know where to start. I don't know if I should start clicking on your profiles to see what kind of NFTs you got, but I'm currently online. So if any of you has a good project and then you think maybe I might like to buy some projects from you guys. So I'm just available online. If I go through your projects and I see it's cool, I'll get one. So, all right. Thanks, guys.
No worries. Thanks. Lucas.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you.
So, Doquan BNB, I think you had your hand up next. Can I go ahead and pull you up?
Do you know that feeling when you hear something and you say, oh, shit, he's coming? Oh, no, it's not him. Doquan raised his hand. Okay.
I thought it was Shiquan. I thought Shiquan was going to join us.
I remember in the Anchor, I think it was one of the Anchor AMAs back in just before Anchor launched, and I jumped in there and started shilling Luna balls and didn't realize that Doe was up on stage. I felt a bit, I was like, oh shit. And then it was only because I was in our Discord and someone posted, oh, Coleman's full on shilling Luna balls and it just cut Doe off or something. I was just like, oh, did I? Shit, sorry. It was hilarious. Those were the days. We hardly get to see him around these days anymore, do we?
Well, you don't know his second account, right? You just don't know his second and third account. That's it.
That's true. That is true.
Okay.
Hey, mate,
question for the Levana. So for the eggs, like, does it matter if it's nested early or later on?
So when you say, does it matter? That's a very loaded question, but... you know, for us, like, I don't know when early versus later on, it doesn't really matter, you know, last month or this month. It will have an impact on the way that we view your involvement in the faction wars and, you know, potentially for the airdrop, because that for us is how active you are in the community and the evolutions moving forward. But does it matter if you, you know, nested it on, January 1st or January 10th? No, other than if you happen to have a birthday in the time frame and you wanted your, you know, egg to have a certain date or something that was meaningful to you.
Since you mentioned that we are like still 4 to 6 weeks before the eggs actually hatch. So let's say if I nested like 1 week before the hatching day, I mean, is it the same if I nested now versus if I nested just a week before the hatch day is there?
So you're going to miss the genetic modifications phase, and so you won't be able to do any genetic modifications, and you're also going to miss the airdrop. So I don't know why you'd want to do that, and spirit level won't be revealed. So that would influence the faction wars. I mean, you can. I'm going to advise against it, but obviously they're your NFTs and you should evolve them however you want to.
No, well, like looking at the price of the nested egg versus a non-nested egg, I couldn't like figure out like what is the best way to go about that, because the price difference is quite significant there.
The reason for that is very clear, because in the nesting process, you get a Levana talisman. Levana talismans, the members, and the premieres all come from that nesting process. And the OG, let's call them Levana talismans, are more valuable in the rewards than all the other talismans are. And so people nest eggs in order to see what talisman they're going to get. And if they get a premiere, then they like had the luckiest day, because their premieres are only in 2%. And you don't know, it's not just like legendary that produce the premieres. The premieres are spread throughout all the categories. So yeah, that's why there's a price difference.
Right. I mean, if I get the premiere, then I mean, it's really worth it. But I haven't been so lucky yet. So just, you know, like hesitant to pull the trigger, but maybe I'll like nest. I have a couple of eggs, so I'm hoping to nest some and then keep some unnested to see how the market moves. Thanks anyway for the clarification.
Sure. Listen, you can do that. I just, okay. You can do that. It's a strategy. You know, there's the market price and then there's the rewards. So you don't want to miss out on the airdrop.
Cool. Thanks. I got the hint.
Got it. Did you say no financial advice on top of that?
I did. I said that's not financial advice. I said you can do whatever you want. I said evolve at your, you know, at your leisure. Whatever floats your boat, do that.
No, it's good. I mean, let people go away kind of not buying it, because then I can play my Salim adventure and get more of the airdrops to me. It's okay, right? It's totally okay.
Yeah, Danko, I just want to know how long did it take you to finish Salim's adventure?
Not really long. So I was just playing for a while, trying to do a speed run, but I think nobody else was really interested into speed run so much. So I'm still thinking of maybe I should try to record a speed run, because I think Ryan Lyon did one and also posted it. There was just this one level which was super shitty. It was the one where it was 13 or so.
13, 16, which one? Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. It's like more my nerves. It's like, it was one of the easiest one, but it's just like, not again, right? You just went one wrong move and then it just hit you. That was just the but I had a lot of fun, right? I said, because maybe I should record a speedrun attempt and just
you should totally record it. My kids were sick with COVID and they spent like 6 hours and they got stuck on level two. And then I thought my daughter was gonna throw her laptop across the room, and then she's like, "That's it, I'm out. I'm not finishing it. I'm done." So
it sounds like me.
You should definitely record a speedrun.
Oh, that's cool. No, I was always I mean, I'm a big Let's Play watcher myself, so I love to do that kind of stuff. So yeah, maybe, or just another live stream. And then the next live stream, maybe when Levana or something big happens and for Luna Bowls, I'll just put it on there and just go through it. So I need to go training back in a moment which to be ready for that. But something that quickly crossed my mind, and you guys can take it away from me. I don't want to take too much off topic, but it's just amazing. I'm not, of course, into other NFT communities on chains, but I don't know if there is any other chain right now where the NFT projects are collaborating so strongly and going into one direction and helping each other. That's cool, right? So really, really cool what Levana and Luna Bulls and then Galactic Punks and Style and everybody else is right now trying to make together happen, right? To make this bigger narrative and game. That's truly cool. It just passed my mind, right, in terms of haven't heard that.
Yeah, we're really excited. Really excited about it. Can we take potentially... Do you think we can take potentially one more question to Levana and then just get Terra Bay up to say there? I know that they've been waiting patiently for quite a while, Terra Bay, that we did cover them a little bit earlier, but it would it'd be great to get them up. So if there is another question, a Levana related question, then if you can pull those up for me, T, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and Danko, I just wanted to say thank you for that. And again, thank you so much to the Luna Bulls community for having us and for inviting us. And it's really an honor to work with you guys. And I do think that Terra is just different. You know, we're a different chain and we've always behaved differently. And the fact that we can all work together and come together and provide different experiences for our users, that, you know, I think Terra in its essence is a WAGMI community. And so to see us all succeed together is really gratifying for us. And we're just, you know, we're grateful to be able to pull this off.
Same here. It's all about building for the Terra ecosystem. That's the user experience we're building for. I do see a couple more questions. Ladrad, you've been sitting there for a while. We'll pull you up. Maybe this will be the last one before we can get another Terra Bay chat in. Connecting.
Yeah, I think
here I am. I've got a question about the nesting. So I actually nested an egg yesterday, and I'd already staked a talisman. Will my nest, will that count toward the airdrop, or do I need to stake the talisman that I got with nesting that particular egg?
So that is a great question. You are totally fine. Your talisman that you staked is going to represent your wallet. So as long as you nested on that wallet, then that nesting goes towards your faction, that nesting will go towards your talisman as one of your accomplishments, and you're good to go. You don't need to unstake and restake.
Okay, one more question. You're set. One more question about the airdrop. Do you have to complete the, I'm an old man trying to do the that sim game. Do you have to complete the game, or is just playing the game affect your airdrop?
So here's the deal. And I'm sorry that we didn't make this more clear. You do not have to complete the game in order to be eligible for an airdrop. That's not a condition. The game was just one mini game of the Faction Wars. You know, the Faction Wars are a multifaceted, multi-game experience, and it's really designed to bring the community together. There will be ciphers and codes and other activities and more mini games of a totally different sort. And so the platformer was really just the first experience that we wanted to expose people to. If that's not your scene, that's totally cool. Don't make yourself crazy over a platformer game that Danku can do in a 12-minute speed run, and you and I might take, you know, 5 hours and not finish, or 10 hours or 50 hours or whatever it is. That's totally fine. Again, it's, you know, it's just part of a larger game experience. If that doesn't speak to you, just don't play it. It doesn't preclude you from any airdrop, and it won't exclude you from anything, and you're totally fine.
Perfect. One last question. And then as far as, I know you got to have an avatar to compete in the Faction Wars, or at some point, will the Luna Bulls avatar that we hold be able to play the game?
So when you talk about that game, you're talking about the big game with a capital G that Lavanna is developing, you know, that avatar that's going to be able to ride a dragon. So it's hard for me to imagine that a bull is going to be able to ride a dragon, but I'm not saying that that's impossible. I'm just thinking about like the physics of that operation. You will definitely, you know, our idea is to have an open game so that you can bring avatars from other communities into the Lavanna game, but we haven't worked out all of the logistics of how that's going to work. There is, however, a Terra standard for avatars, which is being developed, which Lavanna is a part of. And so our goal, you know, the entire Terra ecosystem, everybody that's part of that avatar standard is working towards a way so that everybody will be able to essentially use these standardized avatars across all the games. So I hope that answers your question, sort of.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, we're absolutely blessed to have you here, Beach Dragon. You know, your knowledge and obviously, you know, your role within the project there is fairly evident, I would say. So yeah, thanks ever so much for joining us, and thanks so much for imparting that knowledge on our community, because it's been awesome listening to everything that you've got going on there. Really cool.
Thank you. And I'm sorry that I wasn't here before. Again, I have kids that are sick with COVID, so I got the time wrong. So I apologize that we were late.
That's absolutely fine. We were really lucky actually to have two of your guys. We had one of you, I think vice president of product, or one of the VPs from Lavanna was here, and then one of the one of your premier talisman holders from a couple of the factions jumped up, and Jacob, I think the guy, and Colin, they were extremely knowledgeable and really helped us to get a good understanding anyway. So yeah, they did you proud, let's just say that. They were good, really good.
Thanks, guys. And again, we hope to drop the mint tomorrow. So you guys should expect to see them in your wallets as soon as we can get that done.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks. Again, thanks ever so much for that. It's a huge gesture for our community. And I think I can speak on behalf of us all that we're really, really thankful and grateful for that. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. The war starts on Tuesday. So in order to get max rewards, make sure that you, you know, come stake your talisman, join a faction, do the thing, join the war. We need your help. I'm a free Martian. So, of course, I got to shill for the free Martians here. So, you know, there are these four factions. So make sure that you find a faction that speaks to you. Stake your talisman and join us. It should be a really fun and interactive experience, and hopefully the entire Terra community will benefit and learn from it.
Yeah, well, full disclosure, as I said earlier, I'm a member of the council, so.
Oh, you're one of those. Okay.
I look forward to doing battle. I'll be a gentleman, I promise.
It's definitely going to be a battle, let me tell you. Yeah, but I think, you know, the most important thing to us is that it's fair and that people have a good time. And again, you know, the weird part about crypto, right, is that we all have these identities that are fake and these avatars that are fake, and yet real friendships are forming and real alliances. And it's nice to see people able to come together and to feel like they're part of something larger than themselves. And that's really rewarding for us. So, you know, as anonymous as all of this is, it's nice to see the community come together and you know, and bond together over silly memes and these concepts of you know, war and play and whatever else. I mean, it's kind of ironic, right, that there might actually be a real war that starts in the world that we live in at the same day that the faction war starts. So I didn't plan that, but.
I'm somehow let down that Coleman is not a bull. You're telling me right now here with this fake identity. I think Coleman is a true bull. I think that's the case.
Oh, you think?
I'm faking. Did you say I'm pretending to be a council member? Or
no, you're a true bull.
Oh,
you're not a bull. No, you are. I think you sound like a true bull, man.
I am.
What you do? Yeah. See, easy. Thanks. Easy as it is.
Yeah. I'll take that. I'll take it. That's good for me. Guys, I just had a message come through on DMs from Terabay. Unfortunately, he's unable to speak because he's not got his Twitter application installed on his mobile presently. So we did cover that briefly earlier, and I just wanted to just reemphasize that we have got a giveaway at the moment that's active within our community, courtesy of the guys at Terabay. So if you haven't already entered that, then by all means, jump over onto our Twitter and follow the instructions on there, because you might be in with a chance of winning one of their Ronin NFTs, which is, as far as I'm aware, the first yield bearing, or potentially the first yield bearing NFT on Terra, true yield bearing NFT. So I'm sure someone will DM me shortly and correct me, because that often happens. But yeah, it's an awesome opportunity, and the guys over there are doing unbelievable things and much needed things on Terra right now. We need that privacy, guys. It's our right to have it. So I can't wait to see what they bring to the chain over the next few weeks. So just to summarize then, guys, 2D baby balls game is around 50-60% developed now. We've dropped some images on the Twitter, so if you want to head over there and take a look at that, we're pretty excited about that. It's going to be a cool play to earn game for the guys who are holding baby balls. We have a building secured in the Lunaverse, and we're going to be launching a scavenger hunt, which is starting today. We'll be dropping cryptic clues in our Twitter on a daily basis. And for the person who works out where our building is and posts an image of that building using the NFT viewer, which is, the Lunaverse NFT viewer, for the person who finds our building, takes a screen grab and posts it on our Twitter, they'll be getting a free Tesseract sent across to them. Our new partnership announcement of this week is obviously Broker Finance, which we are hugely excited about, because we're going to be doing some groundbreaking stuff that's not been done before in regards to NFTs on Terra. So we'll be doing some real true firsts and incorporating some things that I know a lot of our holders of NFTs have been waiting for quite some time. So we'll be doing that. The giveaway on Ronin, we did Pit Viper. The Pit Viper samples have been ordered. The physical glasses, the Lunaballs Pit Viper glasses, are on their way. They should be here between 20 and 30 days, guys. And we're more than likely going to be giving them away within our community, and certainly be giving them away to people who own Lunaballs with the Pit Viper sunglasses trait. We are working with Random Earth at the moment to get a trait or some kind of image installed on the collections, so that you will be able to identify when a 2D bonded Lunaball is for sale on the marketplace. So we are working on that. We're working on getting that done. The winner of our sneakers contest should be announced later today, potentially tomorrow. And that pretty much rounds things up for this week. I don't know, Guy, do you want to add anything to that, please?
Oh, just to say that I've been sort of getting down and dirty with the Lunaballs minigame and the specifics behind it, and I'm really excited to push that out. We've got so many people in the Discord who are really, really keen to make that happen. You can probably hear I've got a giant smile on my face when I talk about it, because I'm a big gamer myself, so working out the minutiae of how that all works is it's really, really exciting. So I can't wait to see to see people's reactions when we start pushing that. As I say, yeah, just keep an eye on the Discord. We love doing competitions, so we got them all the time. And if there's anything else you want to ask us about the game, about anything we mentioned about Lunaverse or about the project, remember, drop in Discord. You can add any members of the team. I'm slightly rushed signing off, but thank you so much for your continued support. Yeah, building out this community, it's amazing day by day. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Guy. Yeah, thanks for adding those final sort of sentiments, definitely, and that it's definitely a feeling that's mutual across the project. We're all really fired up in the background because, we're seeing what's coming around the corner. The market might be a little bit awkward at the moment, but that is having no reflection on the work that we're putting in, and probably the guys from Lavana can probably attest to themselves doing the same. We're working twice as hard, if not twice as hard, in the background to do something really special from our NFT project point of view. So hopefully when we start coming out of this sideways move, let's just call it a sideways movement, shall we?
We're in the chop.
We'll come out of it a lot stronger and in a much more in a much better position than we certainly were previously. So yeah, we look forward to that. A couple of guys did ask quickly in our Discord about the DAO. Yeah, we haven't forgotten about the DAO. It's in place. We are working on the V1 DAO for the website, and I think it's coming. O'Hara probably potentially no, but I would say a couple of weeks. O'Hara.
Last I heard, I've been more involved in the Baby Pools minigame project the last few weeks, yeah. But last I heard from the guy that, on the team that's like focusing on that, it should be a few weeks to a month away, last I heard, in terms of like the DAO page coming to the website, which is around the time we're planning on launching V1 of the DAO.
It should coincide with our surprise launch we've got coming on the website around that time as well, which I've not said anything about to anyone, I promise. But I'm really fired up about that. That's going to be dropping around the same time.
And we are starting, you know, we're all doing the DAO completely on chain on our website live. So rather than doing like a Discord only version or, you know, notes passed around between us all, it'll take a little bit of extra time. But when we push the DAO live, the fact that it's all going to be accessible on chain through our website, it's going to be amazing to use.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Not that there's anything wrong with V2 Discord-based DAOs. Obviously, they're perfectly fine.
No.
But we just wanted a proper
region. Having a nice user interface to look at, that's all.
Yeah,
I've got way too many Discord conversations going on.
You and me both. Okay, guys, so if that's everything and you've got nothing more that you would like to add and we've got no more questions, then I'm happy to wrap it up for today and just thank everyone for coming. Thanks, Danku, as ever, for your unrivaled support for our project since day one. And thanks for being here today. And I look forward to talking to you maybe a little bit more about TFI Europe.
Let's go. I had an amazing time. So thank you, guys. Really fun.
Cool. Yeah, it's been great today. Thanks, guys. Thanks to our community as well for all your support. We look forward to doing bigger and better things as we move forward together.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
See you, guys. Yeah, take care.
Great time. See you all soon.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Stampede Sunday's Rupture Recap. Recorded right here, Sunday, February 20th, 2022. I reckon this episode of The Ether is sponsored by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6-4. I never had a 6-4. A kid can wish though. I snapped a wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopiness of weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to ride home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a mirror. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Digging through the trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present, trying to stake a claim. Just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kind of running out of land here, living in the day of the dead, and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat, a little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. Set the time and space while the wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer, it might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Terror Spaces.